This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Voices from the Edge. I am Joanne Hardesty, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to the beginning of our spring membership drive. Yeah! It's so fabulous, and as always, when we start inviting you to become a member, we like to bring some of the most innovative, most creative, most fascinating guests to dialogue with you on that day, and it is my pleasure to welcome to the program Greg Palace. Good morning, Greg. How are you today?
Hey, Joanne. Boy, that you sound a lot like Bob Marley at the beginning of the show. That's a nice little riff you do. You have your own guitar there.
Oh, I wish. But I think I'm doing one better because I've got you this morning.
Oh,
and for anybody who's been living under a rock, and you may not know who Greg Palace is, he is the author of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, Virtuous Picnic, which, of course, was on the New York Times bestsellers list. You've got a new video out that is about the assassination of Hugo Chavez. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that today. And welcome back. It's so great to have you back here today.
And it's thank you. If I sound a little bit under the weather, just, well,
you
too
do
bad.
Sound a little scratchy.
I just wanted to. Right, I'm not contagious over the phone from New York, though though who knows what Dick Cheney's worked out while he was in his bunker.
This is true, but you are in New York. You're a little under the weather, but you were gracious enough to spend some time with us this morning.
Yeah.
And, you know, life's a little crazy right now, right, in the U.S., so we need our best investigative reporter to kind of give us an update. What's going on? We know that Hugo Chavez died recently.
Right.
And you did an interview with him a few years back.
Well, I did more than an interview. I actually... by the way, if you don't know Greg Palast, I'm an investigative reporter. My reports appear on BBC Television in England because it's against the law to do investigative reporting in the United States under Patriot Act 4. And therefore, I...
You're only half joking about that.
Well, it's only a half joke, given one of my sources named Private Bradley Manning is in the Hooskow.
Oh, yes.
So I'm doing investigative reporting. I do it for BBC. That's where I get my bread and butter. But I give my bread and with some butter to KBOO and for a good reason. And today, by the way, I'm on specifically. I really wanted to be on, not just as the guest to talk about my latest investigations, but because you're kicking off the spring drive.
Yes.
And I just want to make sure that we all support the station. I'm donating books and discs and things to the station. I'll donate, and those listening in donate with me, and we're going to, keep our weapon of mass instruction on the air in Oregon. So what's happening now is, for example, one of the big issues is the XL pipeline.
Oh, yes.
And we keep hearing about the XL pipeline. And, of course, I couldn't stand it. I had to kind of shimmy down that pipe and find out what kind of sludge was in there. And who popped out the other end were the Koch brothers. And so now you've got
two trains. We thought we were done with them.
Hinge on this. Right. They're not done with us, okay? No one seems to have asked Joanne why we are running a pipeline from Canada all across the belly of the United States,
yes.
And we don't have a slim waistline. America's 2,000 miles across, taking oil to Houston, Texas. Now, why? Now, by the way, I've heard that there's oil in Texas. So why are we taking oil from Canada and bringing it to Texas,
right,
which is an oil exporting state? And no one seems to be asking that question. We talk, we argue about, gee, should we be running a filthy pipeline across the country? This will be taking crappy, ugly, disgusting, melted goo, melted asphalt called tar sands. It's really liquefied. They call it, in the industry, it's called bituminous oil, which means it's liquefied coal. Filthy, filthy, disgusting, gloppy crud. Take it all the way down to Texas and burn it there on the Gulf Coast. Why are we doing, why would we even consider such a thing? Are we short of oil in Texas? No, Texas has an oil glut at this moment as we speak. The answer, there's two answers. One is that four-letter word, K-O-C-H, Koch brothers, and the other is Hugo, H-U-G-O, for Hugo Chavez. At the end of the pipeline, where is that oil going? It's going to something called the Flint Hills Refinery, owned by a privately held firm called Koch Industries. The entire point of the XL pipeline is to provide a flow of cruddy crude to the Koch brothers. And why? So what's the problem? They can't get oil in Texas? Well, the answer is that the Koch brothers only will refine really filthy, dirty, disgusting oil. The refinery at Flint Hills, Corpus Christi, can only handle really heavy oil. So there's only two sources of heavy oil in this hemisphere. 90% of the heavy oil is underneath Venezuela, and the 10% is in Canada. So at the moment, the Koch brothers have to buy their oil from Hugo Chavez's Venezuela. Now, they don't want to buy from him, not because they say, oh, he was a dictator.
He's
and
a bad man,
Fidel
right?
Fidel Castro's going steady with Fidel Castro, and he's, you know, playing spin the bottle with Gaddafi, blah, blah. None of that. He's charging $33 a barrel more than the Canadians will charge. $33 a barrel more is $3 billion a year extra cost that would go to Venezuela. So the whole point of the XL pipeline, the whole point of endangering the aquifers of the United States, the whole point of this, of warming the planet, and by the way, just the tar sands of Canada alone, if burnt up, that one field will raise the temperature of the entire planet by a full degree Fahrenheit. I mean, that's amazing. That's like the entire Industrial Revolution's effect. And so we're going to like burn the planet, fill the skies with filth. Also, the Koch brothers
can make some money.
Can pocket about $2 billion a year. That is the only, I don't mean it's a reason to have the oil. It is the only reason. It is to replace the oil from Hugo Chavez's Venezuela with the cheaper oil from Canada. And it's all about the price. That's the whole thing. And if you want that information, that segues into a terrific book I just recently read. In fact, I just recently wrote, called Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, and which is, we are offering, we've donated some and worked out a deal with my foundation, a publisher for KBOO. If you call now,
yes,
you can get the story.
Yes, you
of
can.
Hugo Chavez, the Koch brothers, the XL pipeline. It's in a chapter called Petroleum Porn, triple XL pipe, petroleum porn. In Billionaires and Ballot
Bandits. Petroleum porn. I like
and,
that.
Yeah. And
so, Greg, let's give them the number.
Give them the number.
877-500-5266 is the call-in number. And so if people call that number, it's 877-500-5266. They have choice of one or two thank you gifts. When people become a member with a minimum pledge, they can either get Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, How to Steal an Election in 9 Easy Steps, or they could receive, for a $60 minimum pledge, The Assassination of Hugo Chavez. And that is a Greg Palast investigation. So I'm believing that's a video and the other one is a book. And so you have the option, listening audience, of deciding which thank you gift works better for you. I know for me, I got to tell you, every time I talk to Greg, I'm steaming by the time the hour's over because he
always
but you always provide such insight that I don't get from anywhere else. It's like, talk about a lost art of investigative reporting. We also have two fabulous volunteers who've showed up today to help us encourage new members to figure out how they can plug into their community radio station. So I'm going to have them join us for a couple of minutes.
Great. And by the way, this is Greg Palace. Please call right now. And, look, I don't have to do this when I'm on the air in BBC, which is also, by the way, we are a non-commercial network, BBC. We also are subscriber, listener-supported, except we have a different system. At BBC, you're required, if you turn on the BBC and you have a TV, you have to pay £100 a year to watch my program. Now, the way we do it is we take a little radio truck that goes down your street. If your TV is on and you haven't paid the £100, we kick in your door and we take your TV. I kid you not, that's exactly what we do. Now, I've suggested this to KBOO, and they said, well, no, we're going to give people one last chance. 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-KBOO. I assume 5266 is KBOO, right?
That is correct. Okay. You are correct.
I'm an investigative reporter.
Yes, you are. We can't hide KBOO. Anything from you. And, of course, people could also go online at KBOO.fm. There's no line there. And you could become a member that way, connect with your community radio station. And what other benefits are there from membership, from your membership card in KBOO?
There's all sorts of membership benefits. In fact, discounts at stores all over, businesses and small businesses and stores all over Portland. These are small businesses that believe they're independent and they believe in independent radio. And so when you get your membership card, you can get a whole list of all of those places. You know, and people have been calling in. I really want to thank you, Greg Palace, for joining us today. You bring us so much great information. I do want to let people know that they really should get the video, the assassination of Hugo Chavez, a Greg Palast investigation. You know, with his death so recent, it's really important for people to get a good grasp on why he was so important and what the ongoing struggle will be. And I think that your DVD is really an essential part of knowing about Venezuela. So thank you and everyone for making that available. It's a $60 minimum contribution. That's just $5 a month. I mean, if $60 feels a lot to pull out of one paycheck, it's just $5 a month. And that's to keep KBOO coming to you and get the great DVD. And some people have already called in to do that. We have Alexandra from Portland, a brand new member. Tom from Portland, also a brand new member. Thank you so much for becoming part of this KBOO family.
Thank you, Tom. And the rest of you, put your fingers on that phone. If you're driving, pull over. I don't care if you're late for work. It doesn't mean anything to me. It's time that you pull over and go and dial 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO. This is Greg Palace, volunteering, donating. You're going to join me. You're going to pledge $60 minimum, round it up to $600, and you will get, here's your choices, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, the book I wrote with, by the way, for those of you who went through, America's No Child Behind Left Education, there's a 50-page comic book in the middle of it by pen genius Ted Rall, and a couple chapters by my main man Bobby Kennedy on the what he called the hostile takeover of America, the hostile corporate takeover of America. So there's great cartoons. There's great investigative reporting. There's the no baloney stuff that you'll only get in these books and at KBOO. It's Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, How to Steal an Election in 9 Easy Steps. And the subtitle is Greg Palast Investigates Karl Rove, the Coke Gang, and their buck buddies. 877-500-KBOO. Please get that book with the cartoons, the Kennedy and the Palace. And you're going to also make it 120 or 120,000, and you're going to get the DVD that I did for BBC Television, which you're not allowed to see in America, God forbid, called The Assassination of Hugo Chavez. I knew Chavez quite well, met with him many, many times. I was even on his variety show. You'll get great scenes of him wearing my hat and singing a tango.
I look forward to that.
He was quite a charmer. I had to be very careful because I'm a journalist. I don't make friends with politicians. I don't like it. I think it's creepy. But it's really hard to keep your panties on around as a journalist. He's just a charmer.
That may have been just a little bit too much info. But
yeah,
I have to tell
you. He's just a great, you know, but the important thing is what he did to remake this planet. Mm-hmm. You get the inside documents, including the real stories of his kidnapping, the U.S. involvement in the coup d'etat, and what he did around this planet and this globe. So you get the real stuff. And by the way, there's a bonus, two bonus stories on that disc. Some people, you know, get download versions of the film or whatever. Forget all that. You can only get the full thing. The only way to get the full thing is from KBOO. So you go call KBOO 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-KBOO. And for a $60 pledge, you get the full disc, which includes not only the assassination of Hugo Chavez, but it includes my investigations in the Amazon in Ecuador, my meeting with the president, Chavez's kind of protege, the president of Ecuador, Rafael Correa, which I did for Democracy Now! And for BBC, I went up the Amazon. You'll see me kind of going. It's kind of funny. I was supposed to go go to an indigenous village in the middle of the Amazon rainforest, and I'm told that a boat will pick me up. So I'm expecting, you know, the African Queen to come down the Amazon and pick me up, you know,
right.
Humphrey Bogart and all that. But then I end up they say, well, there's Sue Barco, your boat, and there's this dugout log tied to a tree, and there's this raging river. It's the Amazon, you know. It's like I'm supposed to cross with this hand-carved paddle in this dugout canoe. So I get in, and the first thing I do is drop my microphone into the waters, and I'm not going to stick my hand in to see whether the piranhas are hungry that morning. And so, you know, it's pouring down rain, you know. So thank God, it was like a bad jungle movie where suddenly, like, this native comes out, this indigenous guy comes out of the rainforest, out of the jungle there, and suddenly jumps in the canoe, gestures us in, and takes me off to this village. And then you'll see the evidence of what the oil companies have done.
Well, I mean, this is an intriguing story. I mean,
you can't get this online, but there's download versions around that you get commercially. But this is special for the KBOO disc, the assassination of Hugo Chavez with the rumble in the jungle in Ecuador, plus and the other films. And the point is that you can get this by calling 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. This is Greg Palast. I'm reporting for BBC Television, Democracy Now!, and most importantly, for Joanne and KBOO, 877-500-5266. And by the way, if you get it on Amy's show, she charges you $120, you know, minimum donation. This is a dirt cheap thing, so make it to $120. Get the book, Billionaires.
And then you can get both, yes.
Get both, and so make your pledge. It's also tax-deductible, better for Joanne than another drone. Okay, so KBOO 877-500-5266. This is Greg Palast, happily volunteering today. Volunteer with me. Get a copy of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. It was on the top of the New York Times bestseller list for five weeks, and I'm happy to offer it to KBOO listeners because this is so important. 877-500-5266, or the disc, or both, get them. The assassination of Hugo Chavez. You'll get the real goods on what's happening in Latin America and in America, because, you know, the point of why they had to go after Chavez is that this is the guy who basically stood in the way of the New World Disorder. and so you'll see. You know, I knew him well, but the important thing was that you will get to know him well. You will get to know not the Chavez that the propagandistas here are pulling off. And by the way, you know, as you know, even the Democrats and the liberals are very anti-Chavez because we have Secretary of State, Hines. I know he calls himself Kerry, but he's Mr. Ketchup. Mr. Ketchup, our Secretary of State, his family He's, by the way, now a billionaire as of this week. He just sold his industry. He just made more than $1 billion personally, Kerry, this past week. But he'd have more. That's not enough for him. Hines had a giant ketchup factory and plantations in Venezuela. Chavez said, raised the minimum wage and said that the Hines lands that weren't being used, that had never been tilled, have to be turned over to the landless so that Venezuela could feed itself. Hines refused, pulled out of the country, shut the factory, but then Chavez reopened the factory, gave it to the workers, reopened the gave the lands to the landless, and now you have Chavez catch in Latin America, and of course the Secretary of State Kerry Hines is livid. And so both parties, the billionaires of both parties. It's not about Republicans and Democrats. It's about billionaires and the rest of us. That's why the book that you can get for a $60 donation to KBOO, become a member, get your discount cards to get all the cool stuff in Portland, and that's a lot, is 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. This is Greg Powell telling you to call, make a $60 minimum donation. I mean, it's dirt cheap for the book. Billionaires of Ballot Bandits, Greg Powell investigates Karl Rove, the Coke Gang, and their Buck Buddies, and pick yourself up also the DVD, The Assassination of Hugo Chavez.
And you know, Greg, both of these are such important resources right now with the U.S. Supreme Court trying to determine whether or not the Voting Rights Act should continue after what you found out in the last election cycle.
It just seems...
unimaginable that we would even be having a conversation about whether or not it should continue, but we are.
On the other hand, you've just hit my journalistic G-spot, because it's the issue of voting rights in the book Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. It is actually more important now than even before the election, because we are now facing the basically gutting, murdering, slaughtering of the Voting Rights Act.
Yes.
Can you imagine? This is the 50th anniversary.
Yes.
Of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, the March on Washington. Half a century after King said, I have a dream, we still haven't woken up, and it's going backwards. We're still asking, can black people be allowed to vote?
Right.
And can Hispanic and the rest of the people be allowed to vote? If you read in Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, you'll find out that over 6 million votes in the last election, 6 million votes were cast and never counted. Now, that's not Greg Palast just, you know, getting a message from a black helicopter.
Right.
There is an agency in the U.S. called the Elections Assistance Commission, which gathers this data. It's well hidden. But I get the data. I get the inside stuff. And they actually not only count the votes in America, they count the votes that aren't counted. And it's 6 million. And, by the way, it's not just anyone's ballot. If you go into that electoral dumpster, you will find out that the chance of an African-American's vote being disallowed for a technical reason, it's called spoilage,
right,
is 900% higher than if you're white. 900% higher than if you're white. And it has nothing to do with, oh, well, they don't know how to vote, they're too dumb to figure out a ballot, and blah, blah, blah. That's baloney. They're given, just like you give low-income communities bad schools, bad hospitals, bad policing, you give them the bad voting machines, which jam up, don't work, mess up. This isn't even about someone, you know, Lex Luthor in a cave changing, or Karl Rove hitting a button and changing your vote electronically.
Right.
This is about your ballot being thrown in the garbage. Now, people in Oregon don't understand this to some extent. Oregon, I have to say, of all the states in America, is probably the closest to clean, and many of you will say, if this is clean, God knows what. But, for example, 30 million ballots were cast absentee in the last election.
Right.
About 5 million were thrown in the dumpster, never counted. In Oregon, if you mail in your ballot, but if you made a mistake, they're supposed to contact you and tell you to correct it. You didn't sign it
correctly,
or you didn't have, they can't verify your signature, something. They'll tell you. It's the only state that does.
900%. That's appalling. 900%?
If you are African American, and this, by the way, is not a Greg Palast calculation. I used to teach statistics, believe it or not. But this is from the U.S. Civil Rights Commission and from the Harvard University's Civil Rights Project. We just went through the calculations, just the raw stats. And if you look at the demographics, your chance of losing your vote if you're African American is 900% higher than if you're white. The second, if you are Hispanic, the chance of you losing your vote is 500% higher than if you're white. And if you are Native American, an American Native, your chance is getting close to 2,000% higher than if you're white. We had precincts, like in the Navajo precincts, voting precincts in New Mexico, which is a swing state, where they will show only 25% of the votes being counted. We had a county, Dona Ana, in New Mexico, where not one single person voted for President of the United States, supposedly. Not one. 200 ballots cast, not one vote for President of the United States.
Hmm.
Now, how does that happen?
Right.
And who were the people whose votes didn't get counted? These were all soldiers mailing in their ballots from overseas. The Republicans always say, oh, the Democrats don't want the soldiers to vote. That's nonsense.
Right.
And these are almost entirely Hispanic and Native American soldiers from this poor area of New Mexico. And somehow, apparently, according to the officials, not one soldier voted for President of the United States.
That seems a little odd, doesn't it?
Well,
just a tad.
I will say that the attorney, that the Secretary of State who pulled off that election, I'm happy to say I helped her get a new housing
in
a local penitentiary.
Oh, good.
And so our work does some good. But it's not going to help if you don't get this information out.
That's right.
There's two ways to get out. One is to read the book and get it in your head.
Yes.
That is Billionaires and Ballot Bandits for $60 donation, 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO. Greg Palast reporting with Bobby Kennedy and the great cartoonist, journalist, Ted Rall, $60 pledge, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, the book and comic book with it, and then the film that you really should get, Assassination of Hugo Chavez, Greg Palast, BBC film, with made down in Venezuela, in Ecuador, and in Mexico, where they stole the election too. You wonder why all those bodies are all over the place in drug wars?
Yes.
Because they basically had a coup d'etat engineered by the same characters who engineered the Florida heist. And you get that in Assassination of Hugo Chavez on the disc only. You can't get this on the download version, guys. You can only get this through donation to KBOO 877-500-5266. I'm asking you to call right now, and I'm going to be quiet a minute so that I can hear those phones ring. This is important. You're not going to get this. You're not going to get this on National Petroleum Radio, guys.
Definitely not. And in fact, one of the things that I love about your writing and your reporting, Greg, is just how clear it is, and how once people get the book and get the video, they will understand exactly. They can connect the dots. Then they can figure out, oh, well, this makes perfect sense. Because I know for me, the more I keep hearing about this Keystone Pipeline, I keep thinking, well, why is this even still under deliberation? Isn't this horrible for most states? And you've laid it out so brilliantly in just a few minutes that, yes, this is horrible for most of us, but not for Koch brothers and others who are going to make bazillions of dollars off of this.
Hey, Joanne, speaking of bazillions of dollars, we want to take a chance to jump in and thank everyone who's called in to contribute this hour so far. We've had many calls, many people donating on the website, but in particular, we want to thank Michael from Portland, Leslie from Portland, Barbara New from Portland, and William Nahalem. They've all become members of KBOO, and they're working together with us to contribute to this great radio station that is available to offer speaking space to people like Greg Palast. It's a great honor to have you with us here today on Voices from the Edge. But remember, in order to invite him and other authors like him, we need to keep the station running. We've got to keep the lights on. And just to remind you all listening out there, it costs about $25,000 a year to run the phones and the internet. So help us maintain our station and the quality of our reporting, the underrepresented, the stories that you won't hear on the mainstream media, and be able to attract hosts like these and other excellent guests like these.
Well, and we know that you love Greg Palast out there, don't they, Greg? When you come to Portland, I know you feel welcome. You are much beloved, and when we have you come and you do a talk and you do it as a fundraiser for KBOO, it's always such a tremendous success. So we know you're out there, the great fans of Greg Palaston. You've been calling in. We want to have you keep calling in. We have a big goal. Because we love Greg so much here, we're counting on you to show that love right now. And
with
get
number.
It's 877-500-5266. Once again, that's 877-500-5266. From anywhere in Oregon or the nation, you can use that number. And jump in with a $60 minimum pledge, or really $120 to get both. But you can get his wonderful book that he's been talking about, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, How to Steal an Election in 9 Easy Steps by Greg Palast. When you were telling us about the disparity about votes that are not ever counted between among races, that's information that they're not going to hear on any other station here in Portland today, are they, Greg?
No, you won't. And what really kills me is that, for example, on National Petroleum Radio, and I have a chapter in the book in Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, which you can get by calling 877-500-KBOO, 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 and I'm hawking this, you know, I'm getting a slice, guys. I'm trying to keep...
You're just getting a sore throat.
...here, and so, and, you know, this... By the way, I know people take, say, oh, someone else will call, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm going to tell you a sad story right now. Pacifica Network had six flagship stations. In Dallas... they said, if we don't get pledges, we go off the air. People thought it was a joke, and then suddenly silence, and that was it. They're gone forever.
Wow.
You don't miss your water till your station run dry. 877-500-KBOO. This is really no joke. This is really no joke. This KBOO really needs this right now. If you ever thought, you know what, I really ought to, right now is when you really ought to. And I want to get a thank KBOO from a friend of mine wants me to pass on thanks from a very distant place, the late President Chavez. And you say, well, why does Chavez want to thank KBOO? Let me tell you what happened. When in 2002, the president of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, was kidnapped by the head of the Chamber of Commerce, which is like an extreme case of a corporate takeover, right? And he was taken captive and put in a helicopter. He told me he thought they were just going to throw him out there for a, you know, take a little walk about 2,000 feet down into the ocean. And he was then sent off to an island. The New York Times and National Petroleum Radio reported that Hugo Chavez realized what a terrible man he was, resigned from office. It was a complete lie. And they were going, and it was assumed that they were going to do the Allende thing of basically blowing his head off and saying, oh, well, he was so despondent he committed suicide, realizing what a bad guy he was. What happened was the guards, he was the first black president of Venezuela, and the guards were black Indian kids like himself, that the coup leaders left him with these kids. Well, he's one of them, so they handed him cell phones and said, make calls, man. So he called several people, and a call got to me in London at BBC. About 3 in the morning, to say, I'm alive, and I haven't resigned, and, you know, let people know that, and I don't intend to kill myself, I don't intend to resign, I was elected and I intend to serve my office. I got that word out to in the middle of the night, back to the West Coast, to the Pacifica Radio Networks, including, which is hooked into with KBOO, and was able to get the word out that that the baloney from the mainstream was a lie. Hugo Chavez was alive, well, and still president. And one of his associates said, you know, your messages into the news media, into America, may have well saved Chavez's life, because they could no longer say, oh, gee, something happened, he killed himself, and, you know.
Oh, wow.
So they said, you know, so KBOO saved Hugo Chavez, and it's going to save you, too, because it's going to save your brain from dying, because you're going to call 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-KBOO. It really is a matter of life and brain death, and you will get for $60, this is Greg Palast, my book that I wrote with Bobby Kennedy and the cartoonist Ted Rall, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, How to Steal an Election in 9 Easy Steps, vital story. Greg Palast investigates Karl Rove, the Koch gang, and their buck buddies. $60 minimum pledge, or another $60 minimum pledge, make it the $120, man, go wild, and get the assassination of Hugo Chavez, my BBC television film that they won't want you to watch because they don't want you to watch. They don't want you to know. So KBOO is your station, 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO. Please, people keep saying, how can I help you, Greg? I'd really love to. Greg Palast, how can I help you reporting? The answer is, help me bring my stories back to my own country. I'd really appreciate it because it's crazy that I am on prime time.
Yes.
Everywhere on the planet.
Yes.
Except
the United States, which is why we love having you here. And for our listeners who have just saying, well, I'm just going to wait for Greg to take a break before I call, we really would love for you to call now, 877-500-5266. If you're in the neighborhood, you may want to stop in and check out the studio. It's a beautiful place we have here. It's 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. It's right off of Burnside. We have some, we want to make sure that you know how much we appreciate you being a member of KBOO. And Greg has been very gracious to both offer two very unique, interesting, informative vehicles for your engagement. Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, How to Steal an Election in 9 Easy Steps, and The Assassination of Hugo Chavez, a Greg Palast investigation. So, Greg, I want to get back to the pipeline conversation again.
I just want to ask one question. Okay. What is the website you could go on?
You can go to kbo.fm and just click.
kbo.fm.
Yep, okay, and just click the tip jar, and it's that simple to become a member.
I like your website, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
kbo.fm. It's really cool. Hit that tip jar and get The Assassination of Hugo Chavez. Starring Greg Palast and that dancing, singing sensation, Hugo Chavez, wearing my hat. And, he's a Dick Tracy.
Yes, that in and of itself will be worth your investment. And plus, you'll be investing in your community radio station. So a win-win-win all the way around.
This is your station, guys. KBOO.FM or 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO.
And I know Membership Central's been trying to get in to.
Yeah, we want to let you know. We want to let you know how many people have been calling in. They have been calling in. We have a big goal, but we're marching right towards it. Thank you very much, all of you out there. And I want to thank right now Franny from Portland, Rainer from Portland, and Bill from Amboy, Washington. Washington's really in the house today. I really want to thank you, Washington, for jumping in and showing your support for KBOO Community Radio. And I want to thank you, Greg, for being on the radio, scratchy voice from your cold and all. You're doing such a wonderful job, and you do that all the time, day in, day out, as an investigative reporter. And I know that the KBOO community appreciates that. That's one of the things independent radio is able to do, is to help support getting out the word from independent journalists like you. Please do keep calling, though. It's 877-500-KBOO or 877-500-5266. That's KBOO Community Radio. You are making the difference for this radio station being on the air and for important issues like the stealing of elections to go on. You know, I thought I knew all there was to know. I mean, I had heard about the stealing of elections in 2000, you know, on and on. And then I'm listening to what you're saying, Greg, and I realize I haven't read your book. So one more thing on my list to do. And if you're out there like that and you haven't read Greg's book either, now's the time to call us.
Because about 50,000 people listen to KBOO each week, but only about 5,000 or so are members already. And if that sounds like you, if it sounds like you're not a member, or maybe you already are but have yet to renew this year, please call now so that we can add you to our great crew of members and of volunteers who are standing by ready to take your call. Even since you just started speaking, Linda, we have two more pledges from Rebecca in Portland and then another one from Stephen in Portland. Thank you so much, and to everyone who's been donating online at kboo.fm, kboo.fm. We want to point out that it's particularly relevant that Voices from the Edge mentions one of its, it's a one-of-a-kind program, and it states part of its mission as holding those in power accountable. That's a lot of what Greg Palast's books do to. And that's trying what we're trying to do all this week is hold you accountable. At KBOO, the listener, the audience has all the power. This is your station. You own it, and we own it as volunteers and community members together. And so because we're a community independent radio station, the power is yours. And with that power comes responsibility to give back. And so we're asking you to do that now. Please pick up the phone, call 877-500-5266 and tell us how much KBOO Radio means to you and how much work from investigative reporters like Greg Palast means to you, how important is it to your
and
life.
And just while Shay was talking, two more new members, Tom from Warrenton, that's Washington, in the house again, and John from Yakult, that's from the coast, the second from the coast this morning. We really want to thank you calling in from all around the region, and that gives all of our listeners an idea of how important KBOO is in the whole region.
Yes, it is. And could somebody tell me, how close are we to goal at the moment?
Well, it's hard to tell. I know that we've only got about 230 more to go on the board, but okay. Then all of the phones except one are busy. That means there's one more open for you
there's
to call in at 877-500-5266.
Oh, no, we can't have an open phone.
Yep, just one, but let's make that one ring as well.
Well, and wonderful. Well, let me connect back with Greg again and thank you, volunteers, for all your fabulous work and making sure that the phones are being answered and people are becoming members. They're becoming part of their community radio station. So one more time.
I want to thank the volunteers who are answering the phones. And Linda, thank you for throwing in too. 877-500-5266. 877-500-KBOO. This is Greg Palast, happily reporting for KBOO Radio. And for a minimum donation, and I say minimum, round it up to 100. You know, go wild. Do 200 and get the book and the film. But the book is Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, which I wrote. I'm the main writer, but I also, Bobby Kennedy's kicked in a couple of kicking chapters. And, of course, it includes the comic book, Tales from the Crypt of Democracy, by Ted Rall in the middle of it. And some of the chapter titles are Karl Rove Confidential, The Hysteria Factory, Tears of a Clone, The Purge in General, Indian Spoiled Rotten, I'm Depressed. So these 10 nuns walk into a voting booth, wiped away in 8 Mile, Colonels in Mirrored Sunglasses, Petroleum Porn, The Triple XL Pipeline, The Iceman Radioactive, Vulture, Pennies from Heaven, $1,100 Bills, Christians, Cannibals, and Diamonds. That's about the little election filching that Pat Robertson was involved in. It's about his diamond mines, his work with supporting cannibals, and how that feeds into the whole election thieving scheme.
Now, if that doesn't get people intrigued, I'm not quite sure if they're intriguable.
I have to say that story about Pat Robertson, his cannibals, and his diamonds. Won me the award as Business Writer of the Year in Britain.
Wow.
In America, I couldn't even get that in a Walmart circular. But it does come out on the air on KBOO, your station.
Yes.
It's not their station. It's not Chevron station. That's your station. 877-500-5266. This is Greg Palast asking you or to let your fingers do the talking. KBOO.FM, www.KBOO.FM. Get Assassination Hugo Chavez. That's my film from Latin America, and it includes the investigations in Mexico and in Ecuador. And in addition, and by the way, within the U.S., all of the hidden files from the Department of Energy, Homeland Security, you name it. And you will also get that's the film, $60 minimum donation. Get the Assassination Hugo Chavez or pledge. And get this cool book with the comic book inside it, Tales from the Crypt of Democracy. It's the Greg Palast book, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. And please, you can only get it right now. This is so important to me. So important to me that we have this voice. It makes a difference. It makes a difference to you and your kids and your mommy and her salami.
And you make a difference to us.
KBOO.
We share that belief, Greg, because you make a difference to us, because we can depend on you to do a investigative reporter's job, which is to dig really deeply below the surface, which is very unique in media reporting nowadays. So we definitely applaud that, and we appreciate any opportunity to have you here. And so let's tease our listening audience. When are you coming back to town?
Ooh, well, I'll tell you what. If you guys can really hit that goal, then that will entice me. I just, you know, because then I know that then I can feel the love, and it will draw me to the West Coast.
Right.
I really love Portland, but I really hope that Portland loves KBOO. It, you guys have to understand, it's so unique. And by the way, KBOO is one is, and I, you know, I'm not just shining your apple. I am telling you, the KBOO is one of the best the community stations in this nation, and it only happens because there's tremendous backing from the listeners. It's enthusiastic. It's the real stuff. So if you call 877-500-5266, that's 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-KBOO. This is Greg Palast asking you, please make that $60 donation. Become a member. You get your discount card, and I got to tell you, you know, when I was in Oregon, you know, I was lonely. I had nothing to do. No one would talk to me. I whipped out my KBOO card, and wow, I was just like the most popular guy in the room. I mean, it just, you know, it's very attractive.
It's amazing
it's like,
how that
it's
works.
Kind of political pheromones. 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-KBOO. And, you know, for example, in the book Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, we just heard the Supreme Court. Or the Supreme Court, you know, the Supreme Court is hearing whether we should continue with the Voting Rights Act's enforcement.
That's right.
Provision. It's called preclearance, and they're saying, "Oh, why pick on the South? No, why is the South picking on us? If you think Jim Crow is gone, well, no. What's happened is we've added Jose Crow in Florida, and you will get this only in Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, and you will hear it only on KBOO. The governor of Florida, Rick Scott, said that there were 181,000 illegal aliens on the voter rolls of Florida. 181,000. Now, that's a felony crime. You go to prison, you get deported.
Right.
So all these people are willing to risk prison and deportation just to vote for school bond. And so when challenged, he said, well, it's not 181,000, it's like 2,700. And then it became 220,
mm-hmm.
and then it became 80 and 70. And by the way, not one single paper in the United States of America reported what you will get in Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. In the end, they found exactly two, not 181,000. They're going to remove the votes of 181,000 Hispanic voters. And they found two illegal alien voters. One, the one that they arrested and jailed and deported, was an Austrian Republican gun nut. And the other, they decided not to arrest because he happens to be a U.S. Marine in Iraq, but he hadn't gotten his citizenship papers yet.
Ah.
And he hadn't voted. Someone had registered his name, and he didn't even know it. So they got one U.S. Marine and one Austrian gun nut. And that was the justification for 181,000 Hispanics having their names thrown off the voter rolls. But because of the Voting Rights Act, what are called preclearance provisions,
right?
That was stopped. And it was stopped also because, frankly, because I was able to do the investigation, which wasn't done by the U.S. reporters, to find out that this was complete baloney. This is a reflection of the story I did back in 2000, which is also in the book about, you know, how Catherine Harris, Jeb Bush wiped out thousands of black voters off the voter rolls of Florida, 58,000.
That's right.
On the grounds they were felons. And not one American newspaper reported that story, but you did hear it that year on KBOO, but I couldn't get one American newspaper to report the story of the purge of innocent black voters, 58,000 of them. And by the way, no American paper has reported this, that of the 58,000, the Attorney General found that there may be evidence against six, and then when he looked further, all six of those cases were dropped. Zero.
Wow.
It was simply nothing but a steal. You won't get that anywhere, but you just heard it here on KBOO. This is the hard, cold fact. It was page one of every paper in the planet outside the United States. It was top of the nightly news everywhere but the United States, except the one crack in the electronic Berlin Wall. KBOO. This is worth something to you guys. 877-500-KBOO. There's no sense my reporting this to people who live on an island off the coast of Ireland in England. We need to get it into our heartland, our homeland. That is your job. You have to keep this precious thing alive. The Tinkerbell of radio stations, KBOO 1-877-500-KBOO, 877-500-KBOO, or KBOO.FM. on the net.
You know, you do such a phenomenal job, Greg, of making this information accessible and available to average people. So you don't have to be a certified smart person to read your book and really understand what's at stake in our democracy. And so I am so, so grateful for the work that you continue to do. And you will always have a home here at KBOO, because we know that if you're reporting on something, you've done your homework. You've done a thorough analysis before you're on the air telling us what you have uncovered. And
well, there's only one problem with that, Joanne.
We have to be here.
I always have a home at KBOO, but
yes.
I was told I would always have a home in Dallas at KCHU, they went off the air. They're a much bigger station than KBOO. Don't take it for granted, guys. If not, someone else is going to do this. It's for you to call right now, 877-500-5266. We talk about the Koch brothers being irresponsible, wanting to choke and burn the planet to save a couple billion bucks. And, you know, we talk about the responsibility. Why doesn't corporate America take some responsibility for itself? Why don't you take some responsibility for yourself? Go to KBOO.FM or pick up the phone right now. This is Greg Palast. I'm really challenging you. You know, I mean, obviously, I have other things to do, and I have a lot of investigative work on my plate right now that I'm in the middle of. I'm not done with this XL pipeline investigation at all.
I hope not.
But what's the point of finding this stuff if you can't hear this stuff?
That's right.
And that's 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. For $60 minimum donation, you get the paperback terrific book with the comic book inside, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, How to Steal an Election, 9 Easy Steps. Greg Palast investigates the Koch brothers, Karl Rove and their Buck buddies. Or you get The Assassination of Hugo Chavez, the DVD, not only inside Venezuela. And by the way, I also hang out with the guys who kidnapped Chavez. I go and meet with his kidnapper. He's not a bad guy, I got to tell you.
I
know people laugh when I say that, but it's true. His opponents were not so bad. But, you know, I want you to meet everyone. And I'm wearing a wire. I have a lens that's taking photos of us from a half a mile away. And, you know, it's old-fashioned gumshoe investigative reporting. So it's fun, even though, and believe me, if you don't get a lot of laughs out of this book, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, if you don't get a lot of laughs out of the complete destruction and corrosion of our democracy and the collapse of our civilization, then I have failed.
And thank goodness that we can laugh about it, because otherwise we'd be in tears if we realized just how horribly bad our democracy is holding up.
But, you know, when we get the information, we create the democracy, and it does change. I'm working, by the way, with the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, Martin Luther King's, the organization he founded, and with other civil rights organizations to get out the word from Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, put it into effect. But if people don't have the information, what's the point? If we don't have an outlet like KBOO, what's the point? You're not going to get the story about Pat Robertson and his diamond mines and his cannibal army unless you support KBOO, because you're not going to hear it on these other stations. They're scared. they're scared. And
you know, Dave, they've been calling in like so many. They've been really calling in, and we want to have a whole bunch of people to thank at the end of this. I really want to thank you for this, Greg. It's been making such a difference. But we do have two phones open right this minute. So before the show ends, please do give us a call at 877-500-5266. You're all out there making KABU's Start of the Pledge Drive a really, I mean, the membership drive in spring, a really good effort. Keep making that effort. Show your support for Greg Palestin. Get these wonderful gifts, the DVD about the assassination of Hugo Chavez. Call in now, 877-500-KBOO.
And we want to remind you that these particular gifts, these Greg Palace works, are only available for the next about 4 minutes. And so please call in. There is no time like the present. And we want to particularly thank all of these listeners out here in Portland who have become members today within the past hour. There's Arthur, Jill, Martin, Susan, Maria, Lisa, Ryan, and Odin, all called from Portland within the past 15 minutes even. And then there's Anita from Vancouver. She's a new member. Thank you all so much for joining the
cause. And Ryan was from Hillsborough. Thank all of you for calling in. And those of you who still want to get these gifts, you've got like 2 minutes. I think there's still a phone open. Call us right now at 877-500-5266.
And let me take this opportunity to once again thank Greg for being on today. And as always, informative, engaging, and thank you so much for your commitment to KBOO. I know that it means something personally to you, and you mean something personally to us. So I want to appreciate you being here today, and I want to thank the wonderful volunteers. I want to thank all the listening audience that made the time to call and become members today. But there's still 2 minutes left, and we've got a couple of more thank you gifts. So if you make it to the phone quickly, you can also get Greg's book or Greg's film. But you have to call now, 877-500-5266, or go online at kboo.fm. I am Joanne Hardesty. Greg Palace, thank you so much for being here today. And we will see you next week, same time, same place, same station. Have a great day and happy spring.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's an all that bitter is gold.
You are listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio station in the middle of our membership drive. We'll hear more from that a little bit later on. Teresa Mitchell is up next with Press Watch. It's news you're not supposed to know, and that's coming up next on KBOO.
Have you heard about the Melting Pot Silent Mobile Dance Parties?
Silent dance. Doesn't sound very fun.
Actually, it's a lot of fun. Picture 200 people dancing with headphones to the same music. The Melting Pot Radio Show will have a series of silent dance parties from 8 to 10 p.m. Tuesdays in Portland parks and public spaces. That's Tuesdays from 8 to 10 p.m. For more information and this week's location, go to kboo.com.
kbo.fm/silentdanceparties.
This is Justin Miller. Join me for Between the Covers this Thursday, March 21st at 11 a.m. when my guest will be author, humorist, and man about town, Calvin Trillin, speaking about his latest book, Dogfight, the 2012 presidential campaign in verse. Calvin Trillin is the nation's deadline poet and a contributor to The New Yorker, and we'll reminisce on Mitt, Newt, Herman, Michelle, Todd, and the whole wacky gang who made the 2012 presidential campaign one for the record books. That's Calvin Trillin this week on Between the Covers, Thursday at 11 a.m. on your community radio station, KBOO 90.7 FM.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Yellow Pages, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New mobile applications available for iPhone and Android. For more information, you can visit pdxgyp.com.
And it's also brought to you by Merrill Hurst University's new Bachelor of Arts in Media and Film Studies, where you can explore how media in all forms affect not only how we view the world, but how we shape it. You'll learn the power of media and how you can use that power to become a participant in change. Now accepting applications. Details at merrillhurst.edu/KBOO.
Good morning, Oregon, Washington, and the world. This is Press Watch, a weekly counter-propaganda and left opinion program here on your people-supported free radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Teresa Mitchell. Join me for a brief peek behind the video veil of Monopoly media manipulation and an examination of the news you're not supposed to know. Fix the debt? F the debt. More on that later. We got so much to talk about, so little time. 30-minute show, gonna raise $1,000, need 20 people to be calling in. You're one of them, okay, because you care about actually moving against corporate control of the United States in this area. Gonna have so much more information about that. I just listened, you know, why do I do Press Watch? I listened to an NPR piece. I love NPR for so many reasons. But there's some things about them I really don't like. I listened to a piece, maybe you heard it a couple days ago, about the genocidalist Guatemalan dictator Efrain Rios Montt. NPR had all sorts of detail about how the guy acted to obliterate and torture whole villages, etc., in the 80s. And the piece went on for a few minutes. It qualifies it for the in-depth reporting, you know, slot. Except for one thing, NPR never uttered the phrase U.S. Central Intelligence Agency. Now look, the CIA promoted, groomed, supplied, gave intelligence and directions and logistics for Efrain Rios